Vayter and Shas, with Avlam and Ches, picking it up 9 lines down. Next part of the Mishnah, we're going to see, we're now going to knock off a bunch more until we get to the next Mishnah. Firstly, we're just going to go through a couple of them that are pretty quick, and then I'll explain the last piece. Here we go. Hashoel kli mechaver meviyantiv. Somebody goes ahead and let's say they borrow a kli from their friend on Erviyantiv. Then, what's the deal? It ends up taking the status of the person who borrowed it. Says the Gemara, huh? In other words, that the tchum is the tchum of the one who borrowed it, not the one who lent it. Says the Gemara, Pshita, obviously. What are you talking about? I did it from Erev Yomtov. Why wouldn't that be the case? As Gemara, Lo Tzricha Shalom Masu Lo Elabi Yomtov. We're talking about a case of where I come to you and I say, can I borrow this kli? And you say, sure, you can borrow it, and it's before Yomtov. But you don't give it to me yet. You only give it to me on Yomtov. Even in that case, it's going to become like it's mine. Mao the Tema Labish Yusei Okmi. You would have thought, hey, no, sorry, you didn't have it in your possession once Yomtov had started. So therefore, it actually retains the status of the Bailam. Kamash Mila, not like that. As long as we have we've committed that this is going to happen and you're giving it over to me, so even if you didn't give it to turn to itself, it takes I in my status. Misayel Rav Yochanan, this goes back to Rav Yochanan, Dami Rav Yochanan, and Ashol Kli Mechaver, Erev Yomtov. Someone who goes and borrows a Kli from his friend, Erev Yomtov, Afa Bishal, and Nosal, Erev Yomtov, he doesn't give it to money to himself. He waits until Yomtov. Harry Ela, Karagla, Ashol. It takes on the status of the Shol, the one that's borrowing it, not the lender, even though the Shol didn't have it in his possession once time Yomtov started. Okay, the next part of the Mishnah, Biyomtov Karaglia Mashil. If you end up giving it to on Yontov itself, so then it takes the status of the one who actually lent it. Says Gemara, Pshita, obviously, right? If you're talking about the fact that I'm only ended up borrowing it, and this means that we didn't actually speak about it before, right? Because we explained the previous cases where we spoke about it before. He said, we're not talking about it before. We were talking on Yontov itself. I come to you and say, hey, can I borrow this? And you say, sure, you can borrow this. So then it takes on the status of the Baal, of the one who lent it, not the one who borrowed it. Right? Says the Gemara, Pshita, obviously. What's the Shaila? He's going, no. Lotzricha de Rogil v'shalmine. We're talking about a case where a guy generally borrows from him. It's like a common circumstance, a common case. He's always borrowing from him. So Malatema, you would have thought, since he always borrows from him, Malatema, Rishusei Komo Kamle, he already like gave over a shus to him. Komash Milan, it comes to tell you not like that. Then Meimar Amar, that the lender is saying to himself, he probably found somebody else and he's borrowing from him, and therefore I'm not giving over my mind that it belongs to him. Therefore it retains the status of the one who's lending it and not the one who borrows it. Okay, now we're going to jump into the last case, the next case in the Mishnah, which is going to take us pretty much straight through the end of this Amud to the next Amud, all the way to Daf Lamed Tes even. And that is the case where we spoke about that if a woman, let's say, goes and borrows from her friend some sort of spices, some sort of salt or water, and she's cooking some sort of dish, so she has spices. If she's cooking challah, bread, she takes water or water and salt. Then what's it in? It takes on the status of both of them. Because the flour belongs to one woman, and the salt and the water belongs to somebody else. And therefore, it has to have the common ground in reference to tchum. It can't go to either one of them. Both have some sort of ownership over it. So now, what the Gemara is going to do right now is going to ask a question. The question is going to be, why taka, though, is in a bottle? Why is it in a bottle? The salt and the water, small amounts, and this big amount of flour over there, not recognizable once it all gets mixed up and baked. So, like, why is it in a bottle? In which case, even the woman that borrowed it, it should be in her possession 100% that she can go wherever her tchum is. That is the Gemara's question that's going to be asked. Now, what's the steps that are going to happen is as follows. Rav Abba is going to suggest an answer. They're going to laugh at his answer. Rav Oshai is going to say it's good that they laughed at his answer. Rav Safra is going to come to try to back up Rav Abba and says, why are you laughing? He had a good point. And then Abaye is going to come against Rav Safra to say, like, no, he doesn't have a good point. Then Rav Safra is going to say, yes, Rav Abba does have a good point. Then Abaye is going to stay back and say, no, maybe he doesn't have a good point. And that's going to be the Gemara until the bottom of Amud Beis. And at that point, then what's going to happen, we're going to actually address an answer to the question as for why it is it's not Batel. We're going to give two plus different answers. You'll see what I mean when I get there. It's really one answer, then another answer referencing something else, and then a third answer, which is really a second answer. And that's going to take us to the next part of the Mishnah. Okay, hey, there's your intro. Let's take a look. Kisalik Rabbi Abba, Amar, when Rabbi Abba went up to Eretz Yisrael, he was in Bavel, he went to Eretz Yisrael. He said a little tefillah. Rashi says,
But Derech Amar Tefilazu, he said the following prayer. Yehei Rava De'ema Milsa De'eskabel, let it be the will of Hashem that I'm going to be able to go up there, I'm going to say something, I'm going to say an idea that's going to be accepted to the Chachmei HaMakom Shelo Evosh, I shouldn't be embarrassed. Okay, Kisalik, when he went up there, Ashkechel Rav Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi, Rabbi Zera, or Rav Amr Leh, some say it was Rav Avo, Rabbi Shimon Pazi, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, and they were there, Rabbi Yasvik Amr, having a discussion, Amai, what's pshat that if you have two women, you know, Shaniqua and Latifa, and Shaniqua goes to Latifa and she borrows some salt and some water, then now Shaniqua's dough, her challah, now is belongs to both Tchum of Shaniqua and Latifa. So this let it be just Shaniqua's. Let it be that the whole thing is batal and then it belongs to her. Amar lahu Rabba, this is Rabba's chance. Oh, so he pops up and he says, I have an answer. Beep, turn the page. Lamed chesem abeis. So he says, Hareish and Isaiah of Lokav Chitim, Basar Kab Chitim Shel Chavero. Yochu Chalav Achadi? What are you going to be? Let's say you have, you know, one person, you know, let's just go Reuven and Shimon, once we did Shaniqua and Latifa. You got Reuven and Shimon. And Reuven has a Kav of wheat. And his Kav of wheat falls into Shimon's 10 Kabim of wheat. So what's the din? You're going to say now, oh, it's batal. Yochel halav achadi. Can that's the person say, well, it's batal. I got another kav over here and everything's good and dandy. Now I'm feeling great. And he says, of course not. Of course that's not going to be batal. It's not going to be batal. Same thing over here. Tchum is not going to be batal. The woman gave it over. But the bottom line is that when Yantiv started, it was this salt and this water was in possession of Latifa. And therefore, it now retains her status of the tchum, and then when it goes into it, it's not going to be batal all of a sudden that the tchum is lost. So they're like, oh, interesting. Achicho ale. They laughed at him. His exact tefillah, it worked out well. It didn't really work out for him. Achicho ale. They went ahead and they laughed at him. Amar lahu, and he said to them after being laughed, what? Gul saichu shakli? Why are you laughing at me? Guys, come on, stop it. What is it? Like, did I take your clothing? I take your shirt? You're laughing at me? Right? Why would you laugh at me? So, and they started laughing even harder. They continue laughing at him. Now, I'm Rav Oshaya. Rav Oshaya says, Shaper over the chichole. It's good that they laughed at him. They did the right thing. In other words, his taina makes no sense. Maishna chitin bisaorin de lo karmelu. Let me ask you a question, Rav Abba, who just came there, so I wanted to suggest your example over there. Why didn't you use an example of chita and saora, where it's two different minim? Why do you use a kav of chitim and another and ten kavim of chitin? Just say, one's wheat, one's barley. You know why you didn't do that? Havali min b'sheinu mino. Because that's a case of min be'enu mino, two different species, two different types of stuff. Min be'enu mino, b'sheinu mino, batal. Everybody knows that that's a case which is going to be batal. But guess what? Chitim b'chitin nami. What do you think? You're going to try to pull a fast one on us and say chitim b'chitim, therefore maybe that's going to be batal? That for sure is also going to be batal. Nihid Rabbi Yehuda lo batal. We know that Rabbi Yehuda is a machlokas. It's min b'mino batal. So Rabbi Yehuda says that it's not batal. Fine. Very nice. There's only one problem. The Rabbanon nevatal batal. But the rabbis, according to Rabbanon, it is batal. So what are you coming in and bringing a case and you try to pull shtick that it's min b'mino and maybe you're going to go with Rabbi Yehuda? We know the Rabbanon say that min b'mino is batal. Therefore, you're out the door. Nice try. Now comes over Rav Safra to support Rav Abba. You know, come on. Why are you laughing at the guy? Over there, Safa, Moshe, Shapir Kamart. Rashi says Moshe is Biyakra de Moshe Kamishtaba. Right, Kamishtabea. He's saying in the, I am swearing, or I'm coming at you in the name of Moshe Abenu. Shapir Kamart Bitamia Klomer. Am I come modis lo bechucha relaxuya amasnisa? What are you talking about? Why are you saying that he didn't have a good taina? Velo shmielahu hadamer of chia. Kitosva Mishmei the Rav. Didn't you hear that which was said in the name of Rav? That a borer tsroros migarno shel chavero. Let's say a person goes and he's selling wheat, and this guy has wheat in his garin, right, in his area where they keep all the wheat. He has all the wheat there, and someone goes in and start picking out the rocks. They pull out the rocks. Chayiv l'shalim lo demei chitim. He has to pay the value of the chitim. What does that mean? That means as follows: when people go ahead and they buy wheat, how does it work? They go ahead and they buy like a bag of wheat. They go and they gather it up from the silo and they go and they buy it from the person. Now, they know there's going to be throwers. There's going to be rocks in there. You're not getting 100% wheat, but you pay, let's say, $10 per pound. Now, you end up going ahead and taking out the rocks. Now, the guy's going to have to fill it with more wheat and the owner of the silo is going to end up losing out because normally he would have given less wheat than more rocks. Now, obviously, you can't put the rocks there on purpose, but if it's then you pull them out, then therefore what happens? Now, you're messing them over. So what's the din?
You have to pay him for the amount that he took away. Alma kila chasre. What do we see? We see that he took away from the amount that was over there. Hachaname kila chasre. Over here also. Here also, when a person goes ahead and removes the salt in the water as well. Because we know, like, throws themselves, they're not worth anything, but they're going to be batel. I'm sorry, and they're not batel. Then certainly water and salt are not going to be batel. They have value. And therefore, the tchum limit should still be in force. And it should be that it's a mixture between the two of them. So, nice try. Amalei Abaye. Abaye says, now hold on one second. Are you trying to, what? Allah, he says, velo shani le lemar bin mamon sheyesh lo tovin le mamon shein bo tovin. Don't you make a distinction? There's a different. The two cases are different. When you're dealing with the case of the pebbles, so the owner of the silo is coming at you, right? He's like, hey, you're making me lose out. There's a mamon yishlo tovin, so there's a mamon yishlo tovin, so therefore it's not going to be batel. But this is a case of she'ein bo tovin, right? Why? Because the woman Latifa gave the salt, she gave the water, she lent it to her, she gave it as a matana. The point is that right now she's like relinquishing any sort of rights over this, whatever, at this moment. In which case, it should be also that the itaka should be bato. There's no tovim. There's a distinction between these two cases. What are you trying to do over here? Amar Lei, Rav Safa says back to Abaye, says, oh, really? You want to play the tovim game? Is that really so? Suspect, according to you, Filitamech, according to you, we have a bit of an issue here. You want to say that the bittel is dependent on if your person's tovea or not tovea? But Hadamer Rav Chista, then how are you going to deal with the fact that Rav Chista came along and he explained to us a case, and that is the din of that is by Rabbi Yehuda. We know that Rabbi Yehuda holds that min bemino is not batel. Right? Min bemino is not batel. But Rav Chista explains Rabbi Yehuda elsewhere, and he tells us that even though we know that min bemino is not batel, this is in Menachos, we still see that nevela is betela b'shchuta. If you have meat and another piece of meat, so that sounds like min bemino, right? And it gets mixed up together. It should not be batel going to Yehuda. But he's masking, though, if you have a case of nevela, which is meat that wasn't shechted, right, that ended up dying on its own, or shechted improperly, nevela, it's batel b'shchuta. Let's say it gets mixed up with meat that was shechted, it's good. So you have, 1,000 pieces of meat that are good, 100 pieces of meat, whatever, 50 pieces, I don't know. A bunch of meat that's good, a bunch of kosher steaks, you got one nevela steak that falls into it, what's the din? It's min bemino, right? The answer is no. Rav Yehuda over there says Rav Chista would even say that it's batel. Nevela betela b'shchuta. You know why? Because even though they're both meat, they're still not like each other. They have something which makes them not the same. Because it can't be that the shchuta meat will end up being like nevela. So it'll always retain a distinction. Nevela has a tumma that comes along with it. And shchuta doesn't have the tumma. So therefore, maybe it can have another type of tumma. It won't have tumma's nevela. So therefore, these are two independent things, even though they're both basar. Now, shchuta ain't a betela b'nevela, but if it would be the flip, and your basar shchuta falls in with a lot of nevela, in that case, it would still retain its status as ain't a batel. How come? L'fisha efshel l'nevela sh'teasa shchuta, because nevela can become like shchuta. How can nevela become like shchuta? It can begin to a level, if it becomes so rotten, if you leave it out and it becomes so rotten, it ends up losing its status of tumma, and therefore it becomes now like these two pieces of meat, and they're the same, and therefore it's not batel. Okay, what's the point? Hachanami d'chi isle ba'ilam lo batla? Where are you going to go back to the case? Are you going to say that if you have nevela and shchuta, and it gets mixed up, so you have a bunch of kosher meat, and nevela it falls into it, so we say that it's batel. What are you going to tell me that? But if there's bailim, then it's not batel. That's your distinction. If there's ownership, if there's a tovea, then it's not going to be batel anymore. It's of course not. Of course it's still going to be batel. So therefore, don't tell me that the distinction is because the fact that one will be batel and one won't, that whether it's tovea, that's going to make if it's batel or it's not batel. In which case, therefore, we should go back and say that Taka Rav Abba is right. And even though you have tsroros that are not valuable and they aren't batel, so if you have the water and the salt, which are valuable over here, they're clearly not going to be batel. Now, and if you want to say v'chi tema, no hechinami, yeah. I say that if the bal nevela, is there, if there's a bal nevela that he's going to be tovea, then it's not going to be batel. If that is what you want to say, v'otanya, but we have a different idea which is going to show you against. As we have a braisa which says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, chefse hefker konin shvisa.
A Gemara in Irvin, for those who recall, in a number of places. Chefze Hefker Konin Shvisa. If let's say there's some sort of object, but that object is Hefker, and it's sitting out on, you know, Erev Shabbos, and it becomes Shabbos, and nobody takes it, it takes its status of Tchum is according to itself. And if someone picks it up, they can, it doesn't go according to the one who picked it up, it goes according to its own status. Chefze Hefker, Konim Shvisa, they acquire sitting and dwelling, that's their place. Afa Pishen Lo Bailim, even has no Bailim. Domim Kimishish Lo Bailim, we compare it as if it does have Bailim. So too, we're going to say now with the salt case also. Even if they're not demanding it, it still retains its ownership. And therefore, if it retains its ownership, therefore, it's not batal. And Rav Abba is taka correct. What do you say to that? Wow. Amar Lehi, so Abaye says back to him, hold on 1 second. What are you trying to compare over here? You're trying to compare me, kamedames, isura la mamona? Isura batal, mamona lo batal. What are you bringing the case of the pebbles? The case of the pebbles, that's a case of mamon. So you have a case of mammon. Then what's the deal over there? It's not going to be but it's not going to be batel. That's money. Money talks, my friends. You can't go and just be mevatel someone else's money. So even if there's a level of ownership in regards to mammon, by the pebbles case, in regards to iser, it should be batel, right? So this is a different shtickle. So therefore, right over here, so don't bring a raya from your pebbles case, since that's mammon, and over here it's not, and therefore taka the tchum shtickle should be batel. Period. Okay, that puts an end to the back and forth with Rav Abba. But let's go back originally to the question. Don't forget, Rav Abba came to Tzol, and you have the question we ask, why is it not batal? Right? It should, taka be batal. Then we went back and forth, Rav Abba gave an answer, and then we went back and forth within that, but now we actually address it directly. Abaye Amar, you know why it's not batal? Taka it should be. But it's a gezerah. Shematasa isa b'shutfas. Maybe you're going to end up going out in Latifa and Shaniqua and end up making that chala b'shutfas. And in the case of shutfas, for sure it takes on the common ground of their tchum. So therefore here too, so you don't go out and confuse that and start to think that, hey, I don't have to worry about it. In a case when it is given over, when you do give it over, you're going to say, oh, taka, it is okay. That wasn't English. Let's say that one more time. If it were to be that Latifa gave Shanika the salt and the water, taka belongs to Shanika entirely, but we're worried if we let you do that, that when you make a shutfis, you're going to think also it's you entirely in order not to come make that mistake. Therefore, we say that taka, we make this gezera. Rav Amar, now Rav comes along, and this is the quasi answer because it's a separate Nakuda, says, Tavlin, the time of Avide. He says the Tavlin spices are made in order to give taste. Vitaima lo batel. And Tam isn't batel. Rashi says, "V'lo polig ad Abaye." He's not arguing with Abaye. Elamar shani chad, elamar shani chad. He's giving like another type of answer. But that would also be with something when it's tavlin. Tavlin is a feel of evil of batel. Somebody that's giving taste. Okay. Now, beep. Turn the page on the test. For Rashi Amar, another answer. Mishum dahavali davar sheish lamatirin. Says, you know why it's no good? Because the davar sheish lamatirin. Tomorrow you'll be able to go out and take it wherever you want. And today you still have the opportunity of eating it in your tchum. So therefore we don't allow you to go carry it wherever you want. Chod davar sheish lamatirin afil ba'elf labatol. Therefore it's not going to be batol. Period. And now we have the last part of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Poter B'mayim. Rabbi Yehuda comes along and he says, no, melach maybe, taka. But when it comes to water, nah. Latifa gives Shaniqua water, off the hook. It becomes completely Shaniqua. You don't have to worry about that altogether. Says the Gemara, mayim in, melach lo. Rabbi Yehuda only says by water, that's where he argues. But melach, he doesn't say that. But Tanya, we learned in the Brayso, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mayim u'melech betalim bin b'isa b'bikter. He says, not only water, but also melech, it's also batel, and therefore belongs entirely to the second woman, to Shaniqua, or the first one, whatever we said. Right? So what's going on? It's Gemara Lokasha. Different types of salt. Haba melech sedomis, haba melech istrokanis. One's talking about melech sedomis, is very fine, and Rashi is daka himaod ubatla, and therefore it's going to be batla. It gets all, you know, melted up, and therefore you don't see it at all, and therefore it's batla completely. And that's what he was referencing. But ha, but our mishnah is b'melech istrokanis. It's talking about istrokanis, which is more thick, more coarse salt, and therefore since it's noticeable in whatever it is, therefore that's where he says it's not going to be batla. I vatanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer mayim u'melech betelim beisa ve'ein betelim bekedera. Mishum rotva. In our Mishnah, it seemed to be we're talking about no matter what the case is, that tavshil, it's bread, whatever it is. it's going to be batel. But now we see a braisa that says that when it comes by water and melech, it's batel. When it comes to dough, you're making challah. Ve'ein batel mikadera, but not in the kadera because of the rotev. Rotev, you can see fine. It's right in front of you. It's not batel. So what's going on? Mishnah seems to not say that. And here we say like that. It says Gwarlo Kasha, Haba Ava. The Mishnah is talking about when it's very thick. And since it's very thick, you don't notice the water over there. That's just Tavshil Ava. Shein Rotvo Nikar, Vavikisa. You don't see the rotev, the sauce. It's not sauce. It's a thick, thick thing. And therefore, it doesn't have the appearance of water. And therefore, itaka is batal. Haba Raka. But in the Bryce, when it says not batal, it's when it's Raka, which means not Ava thick, but it's very thin, very watery. And in such a case, very watery, you notice that it's nikar, and therefore it's not going to be batel. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.